Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of the UFCCM and especially to my dear sisters. We certainly would be remiss without honoring our ecumenical patriarch in the person of Henry A. Tyndall Sr. and our mother Bishop Shirley A. Tyndall. We thank God for you and for allowing this platform. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Pastor Atiyah Jennerette, the Assistant Chairlady for the UFCCM International Women's Ministry for the United States of America. Welcome to the first quarterly worship service via internet radio. As women, I believe that we have so much to give God thanks for. And for this service to be held at the end of March, which is Women's History Month, it is most fitting. As women, we are coming together. We are gathering to give his name praise, honor, and glory. And not only are we giving his name praise, honor, and glory, but we also want to salute and pay homage to those women who have gone before us and who have made countless contributions and accomplishments throughout history. Many women have paved the way. They have withstood many of challenges as well as setbacks. And I just would like to encourage all of my sisters, amen, on tonight, amen, ride out the storm. I don't care what your storm is. Do not allow your circumstances to define or to launch your identity. I know stuff is different now. I know people can be indifferent now. I want to encourage you that even though we may be in the worst of times as well as the best of times all at the same time, amen, God is requiring us to ride it out, amen. Just like women who have gone before us had to ride some things out. I believe in the seasons that we are in now that we are yet having to ride some things out. I know we may be in a peculiar place and or a peculiar season at this point in time, but nothing ever catches God by surprise. See, the enemy's desire is that you would be strategically impositioned, but God has already strategically positioned you. And what I would like to encourage you with on tonight as I close out my greeting, amen, the enemy does not want you to effect godly change, but God certainly does. It's the enemy's desire that he would drive you out and that he would drive you away and that he would drive you down. But I want to encourage you tonight according to the word of God in Romans 16:20, and it says, and the God of all peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. So I want to encourage you tonight, rise up in the woman that you know that you are, for you are clothed with strength, you are clothed with dignity, you can laugh at the days that are to come. Matter of fact, you can even laugh in the enemy's face for everything it is that he's brought up against you, where he thought he was going to be victorious, but he found out another story, and that is you are in your winning season. And I want you to speak with wisdom, and I want you to be faithful to the instructions that God gives you. I want you to be able to watch over your affairs of your household, and I don't want you to eat the bread of idleness, because the word of God tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I want to encourage you tonight that many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. So I want to encourage you, amen, ride out this storm, ride out whatever it is that has been thrown in your path, because God is going to use it, and God is using you to surpass them all. God bless you. I love you all with the love of Christ. Mwah.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Pastor Jennerette. That was an awesome welcome. I bring you greetings. This is Pastor Sherry Rice Atkinson from Texas. I am so glad to be a part of this phenomenal experience tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I honor my patriarch and Bishop Mother Tyndall And I praise God for Bishop Beverly Haywood, who is our chair lady of tonight. And I thank God for each and every one of you that's on this broadcast. There's a reason and there's a season for everything that we do. So I praise God that right now is the right time. We're at the right place at the right time to celebrate God tonight. Women, we are very, very important to the kingdom. Some of us are overlooked. Some of us are mistreated. But we must continue to go on in the name of Jesus. Father, I just praise you right now for every woman that's on this broadcast. I just pray that the will of God is being done in their lives and their family lives, Lord God, in the churches that they are a part of, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are not the feet, Lord God, but Father God, we are also the head because you have called us. We praise you and we honor you because you are our God and you are our Lord. Father God, I just thank you as we go forth tonight that your spirit will dwell upon us, that we will be anointed, Lord God, to speak, to do what the Spirit will have us to do. Father God, we ask you for your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding in all that we do. For we are filled with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, knowledge, in all matters of workmanship, to design artistic works. Father God, we thank you that you have filled our hearts with wisdom to do the manner of work that you called us to do, God. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom of God is in us to administer justice where it's necessary, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will be careful to observe the statutes of the Lord, for they are our wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations, who will hear them and say, surely you are wise and understanding, for who is this person that God is so near that I may call upon him for any reason? So we just thank you, God, that you're going to give us wisdom and knowledge to do all things. And God, as I pray, you put on my heart to speak about generation anointing. So, Lord God, I believe that we have been anointed by God just as he anointed our father, that we may minister unto God in our ministry, gifting, and that our families may be an everlasting priesthood throughout all generations, God. We thank you that you're going to raise up godly children through us, and they will do according to what is in your heart and mind for them to do. Lord God, you will build them into a secure family. They will know that they are anointed servants forever, God. I thank you, God. And finally, we offer to God our children and declare them his. In faith, they will receive the promises of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbled through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger. Her folks whispered, there's no place here for her kind. Still long she came through the pain that flushed her face. Until that last, she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no word, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. And I come to pour my praise on him like oil for Mary alabaster by. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. You don't know the call of the oyo in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sins that had me bound. And I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonders of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. I come to pour my praise on him like oil for Mary, alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. 'Cause you weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. You don't know the call of the yo-yo in my alabaster box.
Now, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that wonderful worship song. Now it's time for testimony and praise reports. Hallelujah. I would like for you to press 1 to give your testimony. And if you become unmuted, just say your name and God bless so that we all can hear you. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone to give God some praise, to give a testimony of what God has done for you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sisters. Don't be shy. Praise God. Well, I'll go first. I praise God for my godmother, Catherine Lynch, in Plainfield, New Jersey. She was on a ventilator last month, and everyone called me because they thought it was her last hours. But we thank God she's no longer on that ventilator. She's eating now. She's talking. And she's in a rehab facility. But God is still working. So I praise God for her that she did not go home and I did not have to rush back to New York City for a funeral. So God is so good. Praise God.
Amen. Hi. Pastor Sherry, listen.
Yes. I'm listening.
Well, somebody sound like somebody was getting ready to do their praise report. I didn't want to come in. I'm just sitting in the back room. I'm like, you know, when I'm on the when I'm on the lady broadcast, Teacher Tinder has me in the back room. So, you know, I just work, punch the button. So, you know, and Lady Bishop, Bishop Bev, she's got me punching buttons. So those of you, yeah, this is Bishop Haywood still, you know, manning the buttons. But listen, when you hear a little beep come on your phone or it says unmuted, that means that you're ready to give your testimony. There's a few hands up right now. But 920-819, you're going to go first. 920-539, you're going to go next. 920-342, you're going to go next. And then there are several others down the line. So just know that. God bless you. And go right ahead. 920-819. Go ahead with your testimony.
Amen. This is Deacon Monica Zindler. I just want to give praise report because a group of us have been meeting via a phone line for prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning during the week, so 5 days a week, and we've been doing this for years, probably 3 or 4 years now, and I just want to praise God because he is answering prayers. We have seen cancer healed. We've seen someone come out of a coma and be able to talk, and now is in rehab. It's just amazing. Relationships healed. It's the power of prayer. It's just, I feel like this is an anointed season for the power of prayer, and I just want to praise God for his presence.
Amen. Next call.
All right, 920-539. Go ahead. Go ahead with your praise report.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay, because I was talking and I didn't know no one could hear me. But this is Alea. I just wanted to share when I gave birth to my first child. She's one now. But while I was in the hospital giving birth, I had just, you know, birthed her. And the doctors and nurses were scattering and running around, and I was having a hard time staying awake. And all the doctors would tell me was that there was a lot of bleeding, and I was hemorrhaging very badly. And my husband, he was sitting, you know, next to me. He had our daughter in his arms, and he said he heard something that sounded like a waterfall. And he said he looked over, and all he could see was all this blood coming out of me. And the doctors were saying they were going to have to prepare for surgery for me. They were going to have to do blood transfusions. They didn't know what was going on. They were pumping me with different medications to try and stop the bleeding, and nothing was stopping it. And they didn't know how or why it wouldn't stop. And even though I could hardly keep my eyes open, all I remember saying is, God, not yet. God, not yet. And then a couple seconds after I said that, they said, oh, the bleeding stopped. You're going to be okay. And in the moment, I was scared, but I knew God was not going to let me die. And I had that faith that it was not my time. But even though I still had that faith, I still went ahead and told God, not yet. And I just thank God for allowing me to still be here. And even with my second child, before she was born, they said there was a mass on her placenta. They didn't know what it was, that they were going to have to prepare for me to possibly hemorrhage again. But when I gave birth to my second child, there was no hemorrhaging. And whatever that mass was that was on her placenta, it was gone. And both my children were born healthy. And I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Next caller.
Hello, my name is Melissa Ware, and I just want to give God praise because it has been an amazing almost 2 years now, and there has been a lot that's happened, but most recently, you know, I was struggling with employment and finding a job that works for me and keeping a job because I wasn't finding anything that I really wanted to do. And I really wanted to get back at Piggly Wiggly, and I finally did. And I'm in the bakery, and it's very much different than the deli. And I find myself frustrated and wanting to give up. But then I pray and I ask God, you know, give me a sign. Let me know that there's a reason for this, you know. And today after work, the other girl came up to me and she was like, you know you're not getting a lot of positive feedback, but she's like, I want you to know you're doing a really good job and we appreciate your hard work. And I just took that as my sign that, you know, I don't know what it is God's got me there for or why he's got me in the bakery, but I believe this is a learning experience. And I just thank him for that. And I thank him for being employed. And I thank him every time my car starts in the morning and every time my kids are safely to and from school on the bus and every time I make it to church on Sunday. You know, I thank God all the time. And I just wanted to thank him now.
Well, praise God. We thank God for your testimony. Next caller. Next caller, you may go. Praise God. Is there another?
All right, well, Pastor Sherry, I think they might be a little confused, and I'm really trying to stay in the back room, in the, you know, over here in the in the firewood area, and not be talking inside the women's thing. You know, I don't want the women saying, "Oh, what is he doing talking on here like that?" But you know, here's what I'm going to do, and with your permission, and I know Lady Bishop Bishop Bev has already given me the permission to speak. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you on one by one, and I'm going to help Pastor Sherry out. I don't know how many more do you want, Pastor Sherry, before I, cut it off here?
Maybe five.
Maybe
minute.
Five more? All right. So we're going to go ahead and just start pulling everybody on, and okay. So 920, your last four numbers is 2832. Go right ahead, either with your praise report, your testimony, or just a shout out wherever you are, where I am, and God bless. Go ahead.
God bless. This is Deacon and Vicki. I wasn't planning on giving a testimony. I plan to have a testimony. Recently was informed that my company is going to be closing its doors, and then in about a year I will be in a place which I don't know where that is yet. I'm excited about the new adventure. I'm sad about the closing, but at the same time, I know that God's got me. He's had me through everything else, so why wouldn't he have me through this? So there's no fear. There's just, like I said, a tiny bit of sadness, but I'm also excited for what's coming. So thank you, Lord, in advance.
Praise God. Next
all right, caller,
please.
You are three. All right, caller, your area code is 318, and your last four is 6975. And whether you have a praise report or a testimony, that's great, as Pastor Sherry said, or you can just say who you are, where you're from, and God bless. Go ahead and give that praise shout out. Caller, your area code is 318, and your last four numbers on your phone is 6975. Go right ahead. All right, caller, your area code is 318, and your last four numbers on your phone is 3321. Go right ahead and just give your praise report testimony or just give a praise shout out and say God bless.
This is Jenny Banks. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana, and I thank God for keeping his hands on me this day. I appreciate being invited to the line and thank God for the people of God, the family of God, and I'm just very grateful for the mind to include Jesus in my life. Amen.
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 Caller, you are area code 915, and your last four is 4732. 915, your last four numbers are 4732. Give a shout out, a praise shout out, or just tell us who you are, where you're from, or give your praise report.
Hi, my name is Jamie, and I'm here from El Paso. I'm very glad. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. I've got a small smile. Give me a second. Okay. I don't know. Oh, Lord.
Well, you're in the right place because there's a lot of mamas on here.
I'm so sorry. Oh, this is so bad.
You don't have to be sorry. Look, I have grandchildren, Lady Bishop. You know, you got all these women on here, and trust me, I think they know what it's about. That's easy to their ears.
I'm trying to. Sherry, bear with me. My name is Jamie. I'm from El Paso. I'm just blessed to have those in my life. Today is my birthday. We're celebrating. And I'm very happy, you know, that God has, you know, been with me throughout all my trials and tribulations, and he continues to bless me with the little things and continues to remind me, you know, to count my blessings and, you know, to just be thankful for everything I have, and which I am. And I, you know, I'm just glad for that. Thank God. And God bless.
Pastor Sherry, did you call somebody from that? Did she say she was from El Paso? All right.
Oh, yeah. That is my spiritual daughter, Jamie from El Paso. I'm originally from El Paso.
Woo!
Yes.
All right.
How many more do you want, Pastor Sherry?
Two.
Two more. All right. So we're going to go ahead and grab you two more. Let's see here. I want to make sure that we get there. Okay. Area code 920, your last four is 5046. You can just say who you are, where you're from, or give your praise report, testimony, or a shout-out. Go right ahead.
God bless everyone. My name is Pastor Belinda from the big city of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I'm super grateful to be on the call tonight. This is my first one, I believe, and I'm grateful already for the things that I've already heard, even from the young lady that sang, like, the Alabaster Box. That is my song. And I was just thinking about this week because I was in this book club for my job. And I noticed every time somebody said something, the lady would just shut them off. And so finally, she says, well, I'm going to keep everything professional because this is a professional book club. We're working through our job. And I told her, I said, absolutely not. I cannot. I said, I read this book. I said, and it's hard for me to not bring my personal life into my work life because my personal life is more important. And just thinking along the lines of the song that the young lady sang, it cost me too much to fit inside anybody's box. You don't know what it cost me to be me. God don't put us in places to have us be quiet and not be who we are. God puts us in the places because there's something there that he wants to do through us. And we're not doing anybody any favors by dimming our light. And when I noticed that and I said that, then everybody else had enough boldness to be who they are. It's something about when God shows up, we have to allow God to show up. Some people will never, ever hear God unless you speak. So don't dim your light. Women, keep going, keep growing. Aaliyah said, God, not yet. That spoke volumes to me. God, not yet. That did something to me. Aaliyah, you keep speaking. Because they're the word that God wants you to keep giving. And I'm here for it. And so, yes, God bless. Again, I'm from Fond du Lac, Bread of Life. I hear you. Love you guys.
Amen.
And one more.
One more.
All right. Well, we're going to pull one more. You said one more, right, Pastor Sherry?
Yes, sir. One more.
All right. We'll go ahead and pull one more in there for you. Let's see here. I'm trying to scroll through all of these. Let's see here. I think we did this one already, but I don't know. I can't tell. Area code, your last four numbers is 7027. 7027 is your last four numbers on your phone. I think we may already have had that young lady or on that one. I'm getting a little confused because so many on here. But I guess maybe we'll come down here to area code 318, and your last four is 3321. Go ahead and give your praise report, testimony, or either just your shout-out and who you are and where you're from.
This is Jeannie Banks. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana, and grateful to be on this afternoon.
We needed to hear from you twice for some reason, I think.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right. Well, Pastor Sherry, listen, I can't keep up. The lines are full. You know, it reminds me when I'm on the lady broadcast. It's like, Lord Jesus, there's so many on here, I can't get through them all. At this particular point, you know, I'm going to close those lines. I don't want to say anything else because, I don't think I'm allowed to talk too much. So, but in any event, Pastor Sherry, I'm just going to go ahead and clock out now and for the rest of your service, and I'll just push the buttons.
Amen. So are we done with testimony and praise service?
I guess we're done. I guess we'll move on.
Yes,
we'll move
on
to the rest of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture for this evening will be coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Elder Vashina Presentine from One Way to Heaven Ministries. If you have your scripture reading with you, read, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. I want to speak just briefly concerning that scripture. We talk about praying, but someone wants to know, how is it that I pray without ceasing in a time that we're living in, an era where people do things and never finish, people continue to stop and start? But I just want to encourage you today that whatever you stop and start, don't stop praying. Be consistent. Stay with prayer without bringing your prayer to an end. You see, the verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Therefore, the key to rejoicing is to pray continually. Lean on God at all times. When we bring our request unto God, when we give our expression of thanks addressed to God, we know who we're praying to, the creator of heaven and earth. We pray according to his will, according to his will for our lives, the word of God. Ask for what you need. Never give up on God. Look to him when you're in times of discomfort, in times of peace, in times of trouble that you're looking for peace. Look to God. In times where you're restless and in your weariness, he'll be that rest for you. Continue to pray. As ladies, we know that there are times when we're in the kitchen washing dishes. Thank him for the food that you ate, that you had dishes to wash. When you're sweeping the floor, thank him for the house that you live in that had a floor for you to sweep. My God, even in pain and suffering and struggles, pray without ceasing. Let him be your strength during your times of weakness. Let him be whatever it is that you need. He's more than enough. And as I come to a close, to pray without ceasing means to live with God in our hearts. Let him be in your minds at all times, giving thanksgiving and praises unto him, relying totally on him for whatever it is that you need. So again, I say, pray without ceasing, and in everything, not something, in everything we give thanks to him, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God bless you.
Amen.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. I will do anything just to see you and to behold you as my King. For your glory I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. In pieces where you are. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please, oh, hear my heart cry. And I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Now cross the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far, and for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. And for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. And I want to be where you are. And I've got to be where you are. Love is where you are. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, I'm just glorifying in God and everything that has taken place so far. And I just want to say to our sister Leah Macklin and our sister Jay Prison Team, that these young ladies, there was going to be a recording of their songs played, and that didn't work out for whatever reason, the technical side of things, it didn't happen. And they were asked if they would just do solos, and they just readily and quickly agreed. And I thank God for that. And, you know, sometimes maybe God just wants us to just go and just be us and just do. And I thank Father for all that he has done, even on the service so far. And just greetings to you all, and thank you for tuning in. I do give honor to God on tonight and his precious son, to our EP and Mother Bishop, to our Evob and Scob, to our assistant chair ladies, Pastor Atia Jenneret and Elder Karen Nixon, to our Elder Present Teen and Pastor Sherry Atkinson Rice for guiding us through the service on tonight. I thank God for you. Amen. And so thankful also for this time and opportunity to speak to you on tonight. And as we pray, Father God, we just give you all the glory, all the praise. It is yours. And Lord, we just want to take time, Father, to just thank you and think on you and all that you've done. Lord, we pray, Father, that you will lead and guide us even through the the rest of this service on tonight. God, I decrease that you increase, that your words would be the words that I am speaking. And just give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' most holy name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the message for tonight and the scripture itself I will actually read after the prelude, so to speak. Now, for tonight, our scripture verse that I'm taking the thought message for tonight is going to come from Ezra 6, chapter verses 1 through 2, but I will be referring to the 5th chapter and events prior to this chapter. Now, the Jews were in exile for years from Judah to Babylon. The city was destroyed and the temple decimated. We know the story. Amen. And Jeremiah coming on the scene, moving upon the then king, Cyrus, made a decree to release the Jews, as many that wanted to return to their homeland and rebuild the temple. Now, the first attempt did not work out, which brings us to where we are in the message now. And I want you to stop and think on the times, or if there were times that you started out to do a thing and it just did not come together on your first attempt. Give thought to that, and I want you to just hold that. Now, the second attempt, and if you could refer to Haggai, the first chapter in your reading devotion time, that Haggai scolded them, the people of God, the Jews, and asked them, you know, you're sitting in your sealed houses. You know, why are you doing that while this house, the house of God, the temple lies in ruin? So to say, what are you doing? Why are you just sitting there? Get up and do something. And the people did. Let's get to work. I can imagine their thought being, and they began to build the temple. Now, the governor there and his associates of the land, they see this activity and wants to know who said that they could do it. Who told you that you could do what it is that you're doing? And they responded with history of their story to include the decree of King Cyrus. This resulted in a letter to King Darius to do a search of the records, to search the archives. And now, let's read Ezra 6 chapter verses 1 through 2. Then Darius, the king, made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Ashmithah in the palace that is in the province of the Medes a roll, and therein was a record that thus was written. Now, I'm not going to go into what the scroll says. I want you to read all of that during your devotional time and those the chapters prior to. It's interesting lesson that you will learn. But I wanted to focus on verses 1 through 2. And the message subject for tonight, as we're persevering in prayer, do remember to check the archives. Now, serving isn't always easy, but as we're serving, we must remember God and what it is that he has already done. In the midst of hardship, trials, storms, loss, check the archives. You know, God knows what it is that we're going through. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows that you're suffering. Praise God. And sometimes you may even ask the question, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I suffering on the level that I'm suffering through? Why has this trial, this test, has been placed before me in my life? Well, it's your season. And again, I say to you, check the archives. It is not the first time of suffering. It is not the first time of facing a hardship or a trial. But when you think back, when you check the archives, what is it that God did? What lesson of that moment in time did we learn? Persecution will come. But what are we remembering when persecution comes? And why not come? Why would there not be an attempt to stop the work of the Lord when you're doing God's work? And it seems like those are the times that you're setting out to do all that you're trying to do to the best of your ability, and here come the folks, here comes the stuff, here comes everything that it seems to prevent our doing what it is that we set out to do. Do we in difficult times think on the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done? And I know, women of God, there's so much that is set before us as women. So much on our plate. When you have children, there's a lot to attend to. There's a lot that you're doing. And I tell women all the time that when you have children, that is ministry work, because you're raising them up. You're giving them what it is that they need to make it in life and to know who God is. But do we? We sing this song, "When I Think of the Goodness of Jesus, when I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me." I could dance, 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 dance all night, but do we? Sometimes we don't feel like dancing, can't even get the feet to move in the form of a dance. But we have to remember what it is that God has done. And the only way that we can do that is to check the archives. Check the documents of your mind. Even in the people that you've encountered, different faces. But you should recognize that even though the faces may change, that there's a spirit that you identify with. I've seen this spirit before. A different face, same spirit. Because the enemy is at work and he's doing what he's doing. And we quote and say all the time that the devil is busy, but it means that we must be busier. It's like the movie Flashbacks. And have you ever watched a movie where the character stops and starts to think back on previous accounts, previous actions and things that took place that brings that person to where they are in the now time of the film? We must do the same. Put ourselves in a place that we're remembering God, thinking back on our minds. Record, those archives, to check them to see where it is that God brought us from, to check them to see what it is God did then, to check them to understand where it is he's trying to position and to place me. I may be encountering this, but I'm not letting go of God. I'm not letting go of his hand. I know that I need him, because without him, I can do nothing. I need God. So in our prayer, remember to check the archives, that God never fails. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We must trust God, especially when, like the archives, what God has done, he can do again. Just remember, it doesn't always work out the way we think that it should, because God don't think like we think, and his ways are not our ways. But we know that whatever the end result, that God, that he is more than able to do all he says he will do. Check the archives, women of God. Check the archives. God is there. Look on what it is, amen, and remember what God has done, what he is doing now, that we can trust him in that to come. Amen and amen. We're going to now let there be time here for announcements. And Deacon Monica, you have those for us.
Somebody pray.
Welcome.
women of the UFCCM International Women's Ministry. What a great evening we have had. Well, I have a few announcements. This is Sister Deacon Monica Zindler, and I'm the secretary to the International Women's Ministry. And so I'm just going to run through my announcements. Headquarters wants to remind you that the early registration discount for the UFCCM conference is fast approaching. April 18th is the last day for early bird discount. Registering early helps the conference planners greatly. The conference is June 21st to the 23rd. Simply go to the UFCCM.org website and click on the conference banner. Once you have registered, underneath the registration form is a link to book your hotel. Hotels fill up fast, so don't miss the amazing discount by hesitating. Women of God who hold credentials to the UFCCM, today is the last day for renewing your UFCCM credentials. Renewal for all UFCCM licensure. Please go to the UFCCM.org website and click on the credential renewal banner to submit your renewal and payment. Reminder, the second Saturday of every month at 12 noon Eastern Time is our very own Teacher Tyndall Laity Outreach broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. It is the same number that you dialed in today. So that second Saturday is coming up quick. While you're at the fellowship conference in June, make sure you make plans to attend the Episcopal consecration of UFCCM International Women's Ministry Chair Lady Bishop Beverly A. DeShazer Haywood. Please visit the UFCCM website for developing details. This concludes our announcement. Lady Bishop, I turn it over to you.
Oh, thank you, Deacon Monica. Thank you so much. We're coming to the close of service, and I know we're already, amen, for prayer. Before we do, we cannot close out without first hearing from our EP and our Mother Bishop.
Praise God. Bishop DeShazer Haywood, this is Mother Bishop from Charlotte, North Carolina. Can you all hear us?
Yes.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I honor the Lord this evening. I was just sitting here, Bishop and I, in the office, and we were listening and enjoying such a wonderful, wonderful, spirit-filled program tonight. I'm telling you, I listen to the words, I listen to the prayer, and it truly it just uplifted my soul and my spirit tonight. I thank God for the testimonies that I heard. And as I was listening to the testimonies, I'm reminded we have testimonies because we have gone through a test. And I thank God for taking us through tests and bringing us out victoriously. I thank God for just an opportunity to just share with you all and let you know that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I'm fire baptized. My mind is made up, and I'm determined to make it all the way with Jesus. And I encourage everyone that is on the line tonight. I know there are many, many women, but just stay as Pastor Bev just, and I'm so used to saying Pastor Bev, but Bishop Bev, Beverly DeShazer Haywood, just think on that message that she brought to us tonight. Remember the archive. And it really is so profound because when we're going through difficult times, it is a time for us to think back and remember how God brought us through. If he brought us through in the past, which he has, whatever we're going through, he is more than sufficient and able to take us through every trial and every test. I thank you so much for this opportunity to just share with you. And our EP is sitting right here, right next to me, and I know he has some words to say as well. God bless you.
Praise God, everybody. And we give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. It is because of him that in all things, whether we walk, we talk, or move, we have our very being.
Yes.
He is God supreme, God almighty God, and besides him there is no other. We give honor tonight to Bishop Haywood and to Bishop Haywood again and to all of the leaders of the women's ministry, certainly to our dear wife, Mother Bishop, and to all of the pastors and everyone that are listening to the program tonight. Certainly want you to know that we have been blessed.
Yes. Yeah.
And that we are encouraged by listening to all of the different testimonies and the exhortation.
Yes.
And the word of God that came forward.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
I noticed a central theme that was going through all of the testimonies and encouraging words, the scripture that First Lady Presentine brought forth and Pastor Jennerette, when you all were talking, the word trust just kept bouncing out of the conversations and out of the comments. And that's what it's all about. We have our trust in Jesus.
Yes.
And we know that if we put our trust in God, he will never fail. I want to commend the women for stretching out, stepping out, and having a service of this nature, even if it is quarterly. And I just want to say for the benefit of all of us that are listening in tonight, when we put something out over the airwaves in this technological age that we are living in now, we do not know where those remarks or comments are going to be picked up.
Yeah.
Somebody in a little lonely house in Thailand or somewhere in Japan, who knows, may hear something you have said that encourages them. And while we have this opportunity on the air tonight, we would like to, if it's all right with Bishop Haywood, our chair lady of our women's ministry, which we should take every opportunity to do this, to reach out if there's anyone in the sound of our voices tonight. You do not have to be in the United States. You could be anywhere in the world, because I understand that this broadcast reaches people all over the globe. If you don't know Jesus Christ in your life as your Savior, now is a good time to meet him.
Now is a good time, amen.
If you don't know him, I'd like to introduce you to my friend, because Jesus will be the best friend that you have ever had. And, you know, it's simply a matter of trust. You put your trust in him, receive and open your heart. Receive him in your life as your Savior, he'll come right in.
Yeah.
He said, I'll stand at the door and knock.
Oh, God.
Any man will open his heart, will open his door. The word of God says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart. If thou will believe in thy heart, the Lord Jesus, and will confess with your mouth that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Tonight may be the last opportunity that you ever have to receive Jesus in your life. It may be your first, but it could also be your last. So take advantage of this opportunity. Open your heart and pray that simple prayer. Lord, I'm a sinner. I believe you died for me. And I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of my sins. Make me a part of your family. Jesus is so willing and anxious to come into your life. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you. And I thank you all for giving us the opportunity to have a few words tonight.
Yes.
And if your sister has accepted Jesus Christ tonight, get in touch with us. If you can't get in touch with us, find somewhere that the word of God is being preached and your soul can be blessed and become a part of what God is doing in this evening light hour.
Amen.
We love you, and we will continue to hold all of you in prayer.
Yes.
And in closing, I want to thank all of you that you have been praying for my family.
Yes.
Amen. Well, we have been dealing with a difficult situation and a health matter with one of our children, but we know by faith that God is going to bring her out.
Amen.
And we ask you all to continue to hold us in your prayers, and may God bless you and help you. Love to all.
Amen. God bless you.
Bye. Thank you so much. We love you so much, EP, and our dear Mother Bishop. And so thankful even for this opportunity to serve. I'm just so thankful for all that participated on tonight. It was just such an awesome thing, and I can just feel the power of God just moving in everything that was done, and the testimonies, you know, the songs these young ladies sang on tonight. God is just good. I'm so thankful just for allowing themselves to be used by God. You know, when we think on God and all that he's so able to do for us, you know, I just pray that even as we leave from this setting of tonight, that you just remember how good God is, even when it just feels so hard and rough. God is good.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And it was due to the recalling even of Mordecai that King Darius searched out and found the scroll that made it possible for the rebuilding of the temple. And even with the order, as you read that, and please do take the time to read those chapters, but it was just awesome how even after that, even though his reasons behind that, you know, there may be a little something different, but it's because of that that temple was built. And when we move forward and do what God has called us to do, just remembering who he is, his strength, there's no strength that can carry us like the strength of God can. For the peace that we can have, not other than the peace that he provides and the joy that he gives us that nobody can take away. Now, we're going to close in prayer. We do want to bring Deaconess Vicki for an important piece on tonight. And Deaconess Vicki, if you would do that right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I just want to say, too, that I was totally blessed tonight listening to everybody, and I did notice the trust theme as well. And so with that, we need to trust God in the things that he said. Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. If you are blessed at all tonight, please consider going to UFCCM.org and finding the tab and blessing the UFCCM so that it can be used towards keeping that going. That's our house. That's our main house. And I just want to, you know, if you were blessed at all, bless God back through the UFCCM.org. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, all hearts and minds, we're ready for prayer to close out this service on tonight. I don't know if we were ever connected with Elder Karen. I'm sorry, Bishop Haywood. Sorry, I have to bother you. I didn't know. I wasn't sure. Wasn't clear on that. All right. It will be our Pastor Belinda. And thank you again so much, everyone, for tuning in. Pastor Belinda.
God bless. I have been truly blessed on tonight. I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity to be with you ladies. And I'm so grateful that God allowed a safe space for us as women to come to be able to connect in such a way that when we walk away, we feel strengthened, and I'm grateful. So with that being said, I will go into prayer. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Father God, I just thank you on tonight, God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth on tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the women that came onto the line on tonight, Lord God, that shared whether it had been testimony, whether it was in song, Lord God. I thank you for allowing everyone to share their hearts, Lord God. As Lady Bishop said, Lord God, when we're going through trials and temptations, God, allow us, Lord God, to check the archives and to see what you did for us before, Lord God. Lord God, and if we can't remember, put us around other people, Lord God, that's going to help build us back up where we may have been torn down, God. God, I just pray that even now, Lord God, that even even if the women on here right now are struggling with something, Lord God, that they begin, Lord God, to look around them, Lord God, and reach out their hand, Lord God, and let them know that they're not alone, Lord God, that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, but they have found women on this call, Lord God, to also be able to, Lord God, to uplift them in their time of need. God, you said in your word that God is within us, that we shall not fall, that you will help us, Lord God, at the break of day, Lord God. And I'm just asking, Lord God, and standing on your word and trusting in you, Lord God, not leaning to my own understanding, Lord God, but acknowledging you in all of my ways, Lord God, that you will not only direct my path, but direct those that are connected to me. God, I pray that even now, Lord God, that you begin to decrease us, Lord God. Decrease us, Lord God, so that we can hear you clearly, Lord God, so that when people see us, they can see you, God. Begin to just build us up, Lord God, but we're torn down. Some of us are facing things, God, that we can't talk about in front of everybody else, God. So even that, Lord God, I'm just asking you to strengthen that woman that is going through, that can't talk to nobody, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, for a hedge of protection about that woman that may have begun, Lord God, by her husband, by her boyfriend, Lord God. I'm asking you even now to place a hedge of protection about that unborn child, Lord God, that the mother is struggling right now, just keeping the child, Lord God. Even now, God, I'm asking you to touch that woman, Lord God, that's dealing with alcoholism right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Asking, Lord God, for you to cover and to touch those, Lord God, that are dealing with suicidal thoughts right now in the name of Jesus, who feel like they cannot go on one more day, God. I'm asking you to touch that woman, God. I'm asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch that woman that feels like she's got to go out and sell her body just to provide for her kids, God, because
my
your word says that
God,
you are the provider, Lord God. And I'm just asking, Lord God, and I'm thanking you, Lord, because I know that you can do it, God. I know that you can do it, Lord God. I'm asking, Lord God, for you to provide strength, Lord God. Your word says that your grace is sufficient for us, God. So in every area of our lives where we feel like we're not good enough, Lord God, may we check the archives and see that you've always been enough, God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Yes,
glory, honor, and praise today, God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, God.
Yes,
you've
Lord.
Been so good to us, God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
I thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord God, for the leaders that are on this call, Lord God.
Yes,
not,
God.
They don't think about themselves, Lord God. Hallelujah. But they're constantly pouring, Lord God. And I ask God for you to pour into their hearts on the night. Let them be filled in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Strength, oh God. Strengthen them, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord God. And may your will be done to each and every last one of us on this call on tonight. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless
the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good night,
ladies.
Good night
to you. So glad you tuned in. And know that you are already blessed.
Vincent, I'm really tired of you.
Amen.
Amen.